This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We, along with all the other business and economic journalists, various and sundry politicians, academic economists as well, are going to be watching real closely for more signs of a slowing labor market when we get the latest jobs report Friday morning. That will be, of course, the official number from the Department of Labor. Today, though, some related employment data for you. It has been the case the past couple of years that when people switched jobs, as a whole lot of people have, right, they have been getting pretty nice pay increases, especially in lower paying jobs where it's been tough for companies to find enough workers. Well, that seems to be changing. According to ADP this morning, that's the payroll processing company, people aren't getting quite the same kind of pay bumps anymore. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
It's pretty much always been the case that a good way to get a raise is by finding a new job at a different company. But in the last couple of years especially, people have been able to make a lot more by switching jobs. Elizabeth Jacobs at the Urban Institute says after several decades of wages being stagnant,
it was really exciting to see that happening.
But now the pace of that wage growth is slowing down. According to ADP's data, people who switched jobs in April got a pay bump that was about 7% less than those who switched in March.
If you're a worker, it's obviously not a good thing if your wages aren't as high.
But if you're talking about the broader economy, Neela Richardson at ADP says it is a good sign.
The fact that pay gains are decelerating means that demand and supply are coming into better balance.
More people are coming into the labor force. Employers are having an easier time finding workers. Hiring is still strong, and wages are still growing, just not quite as quickly as they have been.
This is the best report you could possibly hope for from the private sector. Strong job gains, moderating wage growth. That's good news for both GDP growth and good news for moderating inflation.
There's no way to know at this point whether all this softening in the labor market and slowing of wage gains will be a good thing long term, says Catherine Ann Edwards at RAND.
Everything that should happen as we are coming out of a recession and a recovery and moving into a normal business cycle is happening now. But those types of slowdowns are also the things that happen at the end of a business cycle when we're entering a recession. They look really similar.
So it can be hard to tell. But right now, in this moment, Ali Bustamante at the Roosevelt Institute says it does feel like the labor market is in a sweet spot.
I think the biggest takeaway when we look at the moderation of and deceleration of wage growth over the past year is looking at an economy that is really stable right now.
More stable, he says, than it's been for several years. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.